Hello, this is a recording of Building Stories on Air from June 6th. Enjoy.
You're tuned to your community radio station, 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be here again with you on a Sunday afternoon in Carrboro, North Carolina. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows, and we are ready to build stories on air. So you can listen to us on the radio. That's the beauty of broadcasting on WCOMLP 103.5. But you can also listen to us from wherever you are in this world through live streaming at wcomfm.org. As always, we'll start with Led Zeppelin and a few minutes of the Battle of Evermore. So grab a comfortable chair, a notebook to write ideas of a story throughout the show, or pencils to draw some illustration. We will be right back. Good afternoon. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows to build stories on air. You can listen to us on WCOM 103.5 if you are in a very sunny and hot Carrboro today, or you can stream worldwide from wherever you are at wcomfm.org. As always, the whole team is here with me, the human being, as the Wooden Fellows like to call me, and the Wooden Fellows being Maurice, Madame Rigolote, Petite Clotilde, and Pierre Kiroul. We also have, and we are very lucky to have, our DJ Spy, who help us with the music, but also, if you remember from last week and maybe the week before, he started to add on to the stories we built on air. We are waiting for a guest for today, so we just hope our guest is okay. But we are going to start our show. But don't be surprised if we take a little break to welcome her if she end up coming. So as you know by now, because this is our episode 14th, maybe 15th, I believe 14th. The goal is to build stories across generation. You know, we can blend little voices with older voices, whether it's here in the studio or whether you are at home or in the car with loved one. And so, you know, we just want to encourage everyone to invent stories and unleash your imagination and enjoy time together instead of, you know, being in different space, scrolling on our phone. We sometimes, maybe often, forget that we once were children and we have a tendency to become, you know, serious and busy. And so it's good to be kid for a moment and remember our creativity and boost our curiosity and being brave like a little kid, you know, because building stories on air without any agenda, you know, it's really about the process. Who knows what the story may may take us today. So here is how we are going to lead the show this week. So we have two of the Wooden Fellows. We have Maurice, and I can tell you, I'll remind you a little bit about him in a second. and Pierre Kéroul. And we can just call him Pierre if it's easier. And the reason I selected those two fellows, or should I say those fellows, were really, really insisting in coming with me today, it's because we are going to build a story around a castle. We found a drawing of from a child, from Rosie when she was little, about a castle, and we thought it would be a good starting point for any story. So, my dear audience at large, just close your eyes for a second and imagine the drawing of a child representing a castle. Now, if you follow us on Instagram, you know, on Giggles and Chisels, you may have seen a picture of the castle. So that could be helpful as well. To build our stories, as always, we have some resources. You know, the Wooden Fellows do have a fair amount of imagination, but still, like anybody else, sometimes they need a little boost. So we have some dice, just in case we want to add some numbers to our story. We have tables that, again, you can find on our website with ideas of, you know, kind of random ideas of location or problem that you could include in a story, or, again, completely optional. And we also have a box. And in this box, we have some small objects that we've gathered over the years, you know, like a sock that is not a pair of socks anymore, a rock, an old pair of glasses. Again, just to boost our imagination if at some point while we are telling the story, we need a little bit of guidance. But as always, like when you prep to do some physical activities or intellectual activities, you know, like you may want to warm up your muscles or warm up your brain, well, for when you decide to invent stories, sometimes you may want to warm up a little bit. So the way we warm up here, it's by simply look at pictures of the Wooden Fellows, pictures taken over the past 2 years since they came to life and joined the Petit Refuge. And the pictures gave us two opportunities. Well, first to warm up, as I said, but also, you know, simply describe the Wooden Fellows so you can, every week after week, learn more about them. So the first picture, I'm going to describe it, and then I'm going to ask DJ Spy if there is any additional details from the picture I should include. But basically, it's a picture of Maurice. So Maurice is one of the four Wooden Fellows. So they are, although don't tell them, they don't like to be called puppets, but technically they are table puppets. So, you know, the size of probably one hand tall. And Maurice comes from the land of the Lumps of Bumps, which is a very gray land, and he loves gray clothes. He has black hair, gray eyes, and he's looking into a large cylinder. And the question is, what may he be thinking? So imagine a wooden fellows or a wooden puppet, if it's easier for you to imagine, just looking into a cylinder, and you cannot really see what's in the cylinder. So unleash your imagination for a second, and what may he be thinking? Did you spy any additional detail you would like to add as we describe this picture?
No, because the cylinder is it's black, and it could be anything that he's seeing from his angle, because he's a little more over it, I guess, than we are looking from our perspective.
So, as always, you can reach out to us by sending an email to buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com if you want to share your thought, or simply share your thought with loved one nearby and around you. But when I looked at this picture, and knowing Maurice and knowing where the picture was taken and knowing a little bit about the context beyond the picture, I am pretty sure he's wondering if a cat will come out of that cylinder.
Exactly, because what I was going to say.
Yes, because this cylinder, you know, the cats living in the Petit Refuge, they just love hiding there. And the cats are gray, which is Maurice's favorite color. So that's what I'm thinking. But maybe you came up with other ideas, so don't hesitate to share.
Maybe it's a time warp.
And talking about cats, I'm actually looking at another picture, and this time it's Pierre qui roule. So Pierre is another wooden fellows, and he loves being outside. He reminds us of the beauty of Mother Earth every day. He could spend peace life on trail and looking under rocks and exploring all kind of trees and knowing more about bugs. And on this picture, he's facing actually one of the cats from the Petit Refuge. And the question is again, what may Pierre qui roule, so this wooden fellow, be thinking? Again, DJ Spy, anything else you would like to add to this picture before, as we all think about what he may be thinking? Just this little wooden fellow facing this rather big cat when you look at the size of both of them.
Well, I can see that it's on a screened porch area, and it looks like the driveway is wet beyond the screened porch. So it may be a rainy day, and he's not wondering about breaking out to be outside because he doesn't want to get wet, I suspect, like most of us. And the cat's probably feeling the same way, even though that cat likes to escape and be outside as well.
So, our dear audience at large, what else would you add, or what else would you like to know about this picture? Because we try to describe it as much as we can, but we also want to hear from you. But I'm probably, you know, again, because I know a little bit more about the context behind this picture, because I live at the Petit Refuge as well with the wooden fellows and those cats. I also know, and maybe you do remember as well, because we talked about Pierre qui roule's companion in previous stories. Do you remember his name? His name is Boule de Poil, which means fur ball. And he's not really a dog, not really a cat, not really a hippopotamus. He's just boule de poil. And he's a very loyal companion to Pierre Quirol. So when I look at this picture, I'm wondering if Pierre Quirol would like to introduce that cat to Boule de Poil, which would be quite interesting to see how they would interact. So I feel pretty warmed up. I feel like I'm ready to build stories with Maurice. Maurice, are you ready? Yeah? Pierre Quirol, are you ready to build the stories around a castle? Gigi Spy, yes?
Yep.
So we are going to take a music break, so you can get ready as well. If you want to grab some paper, you know, to add some thoughts or ideas, or just draw, you know, instead of telling a story. Again, this is all about the process of unleashing our imagination. There is no right or wrong way to do it. We will be right back. The Wooden Fellows here to build stories on air on WCOM 103.5 FM or streaming worldwide at WCOMFM.org. So before the break, we warmed up looking at pictures of the Wooden Fellows, you know, those little table puppets who ground us in the magic of early years and help us be kid for a moment. And so we warm up our imagination and we are ready to build a story about that would involve a castle. So again, no right or wrong way to invent a story when you just do it on the spot. But what we are going to start with is the context. No, because you, or dear audience at large, are only listening to our voice. So we are going to try to describe the context as much as we can so you can follow our story as we build it. And again, building stories on air at gmail.com if you want to add on. So we know that the action is going to take place in a castle. And so the castle is going to be the one from the drawing. It's actually a beautiful castle with, and I may need DJ Spy to add on some details of the castle. Because English is not my native language, and I may need some guidance with that. But you can see a castle that's purple with some windows that are red. And what else would you add? DJ Spy, if you could describe that castle that's going to be the location of our story.
Well, the castle...
The castle certainly has a moat. It has an arched entryway that might have a ramp, a bridge that goes across the moat. And it has several turrets that come to points on the top that are pretty steep and would probably have an interesting view of the countryside around the castle. And doesn't have a lot of windows, but it has a really big one.
Yeah, and something I would add on, it's like it's a very colorful
castle. Yes, it is. Of course, I'm colorblind, so... I don't see all those colors as well as you or as many as you.
All right. And TJ Spy Isaac our guest is here, so I can continue if you want to just open the door. And I can just introduce the two wooden fellows who are going to be part of this story. We will have Pierre Quirol.
I'm coming.
We will have Pierre Quirol, and I'm going to just. Say hi to Connie, and I am building the stories on air if you just want to sit down. And I was just saying that one of the wooden fellows coming to the story today is Pierre Quirol, because Pierre Quirol is pretty brave. So I thought to go into this castle, although this castle is quite colorful. Pierre Quirol would be a good wooden fellows to have with. And I also thought that Maurice would also be perfect, because Maurice doesn't mind being on his own. He doesn't mind being sad. He's pretty good at reassuring people when they are scared. So I think he's going to be a right character in this story.
He can definitely go into the dark places of a castle, because he doesn't mind.
Yes, and it actually, nobody could find him, because he's always this.
He's in the shadows. Yeah. He is a shadow.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we can go wherever he wants in this castle. And he has his friend, Pierre Quirol, if he gets too scared. Let's say that the weather is gray, maybe rainy. And they are just entering this castle. And I am going to put another very brief song. It's not that brief. It's actually Toute cette histoire de Louise Attaque. But just to warmly welcome our guest and put her up to speed so we can build stories together, we will be right back. This is Frederick. Yeah. Welcome back. This is Frederick. You are on WCOM 103.5. We are here to build stories on air with the Wooden Fellows. And as you heard before the music break, our guest arrived. So today, to build stories on air with us and the Wooden Fellows, we have Connie, and we are so, so happy to have you.
I'm so, so happy to be here.
And so right before the break, we had introduced the context of our story. So Okay. We know that the story is going to take place into a very colorful castle. And two of the characters are wooden fellows. Maurice, who is a tout triste and doesn't mind being in his own thoughts and being sad and being scared. Although he does like to have another wooden fellows around him when he gets too scared. And the perfect wooden fellows for that is Pierre, who reminds us of the beauty of Mother Earth. And so those are the two wooden fellows that are going to be in our story. But then I also brought one of the Pouilles. Those Pouilles are little character that love, they love being part of a story. So Connie, I thought that this little Puy, especially when the Puy realized that red was your favorite color, this little Puy was, I want to be part of this story. So, so this Puy can be whatever you want.
Okay.
So, do you want to say anything about?
Yes, I think that this little Puy is very old and forgetful. And I think her name might be Michelle.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have Michelle, Maurice, and Pierre all ready to go into that castle. So they are walking, you know, and they are seeing this quite colorful castle. And Pierre Quirol said, oh, we need to go check it out. We need to go check it out. Look how colorful it is. So then we can tell all about it when we come back home to Madame Rigolote, which is another wooden fellow who love anything that's colorful. Mm-hmm. So here they are walking.
I wish you guys had slowed down just a little bit so I can keep up.
All right. So when Maurice and Pierre Quirol heard Michelle, they said, we can definitely slow down. We slow down all the time with Madame Rigolote. Madame Rigolote has some gray hair, you know, this gray hair that comes with the wisdom of age. So we can definitely slow down. But would you still be interested in going into the castle?
Oh, very much, very much. I'm not timid, I'm just slow.
So here they were, walking slowly to the castle, entering the castle. But then, you know, like in any story, then something happened.
Hey, wait a minute. I can't see very well. What, can't somebody turn on the lights?
Well, that's definitely a problem we could try to solve, said Pierre Quirol. And so they started looking for a switch.
Don't ask me to help because I can't even see the walls.
So Maurice stayed with Michelle so she wouldn't be scared, while Pierre Quirol went into the different room of the castle, and until he came back and said, the only thing I found are this, how do you call this, torch?
Lanterns?
Yeah, that could be lanterns.
Lanterns or candles or?
Yeah, candles. Yes, yes. I only found those matches and candles. I think we can make it work to explore the castle, because this castle is so old. Maybe as old as you are, Michelle.
I don't know what to think about that.
But I couldn't find any switch.
Maurice seems a little shaky here. I hate to say it.
Well, that's why he's holding the hand of Michelle.
Oh, don't worry, Maurice.
So, our dear audience at large, something big is going to happen in our story. So we are going to take another music break so you can think about something that may happen in your path, you know, in your version of the story. We are going to be right back.
Hello.
This is still Frederick. I am still with Connie. And we are building stories around a colorful castle with two wooden fellows, Maurice and Pierre Kiroul, and a little Pouille who love being part of a story, a little Pouille named Michel. And right before the break, they realized that the castle was very dark, but Pierre Kiroul had found some candles. So they were just walking around, but then something happened. Maurice was a little scared in this dark castle, and he was holding hands of Michel. But then he tripped, and he started... He tripped, and he started rolling down some stairs and rolled down and down. And who came with her? With him?
Help! Help! Maurice, what are you doing?
Little Michel, because Maurice was so scared, he was holding Michel's hand very tight.
Maurice, let go!
Pom, polo, pom, polo, pom, pom. And here they were.
I think I'm okay.
And Maurice said, Michel, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
I'm okay too. I'm sorry. I was just scared, and then I started falling down, and
I couldn't let you go. No, don't worry. It's all good.
Okay. So here we are in this very dark place. It may be a dungeon. And we don't have our candles anymore. We don't have Pierre Kiroul, who is probably at the top of the stairs still.
Pierre!
What are we going to do?
Oh, Maurice. I might be wrong, but look. What is that? It looks like a teeny speck of light.
I think you're right. Michel, do you think we should try to go closer and see what's there?
Do you think we should?
Maybe we can call Pierre Kiroul first. Pierre! Pierre!
Pierre! Pierre! Come out!
I'm right down. I'm right up here. I'm so glad you two are okay. I'm going to come down the stairs. I still have your candles and everything. Ooh. I'm coming. Tum, 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 tum. And here they were again, the three of them.
Thank heavens.
Michel was very happy. Maurice was very reassured to have his wooden fellow Pierre with him.
Oh, give me a hug, Pierre.
Look. We just saw this very little light that seems to be kind of far away. But we thought we could be brave enough to go and check it out.
It was Maurice's idea. I mean, that's kind of brave of him.
And Pierre was... Of course, that's the whole point of being in this castle. It's just to explore it. And Maurice was like, yeah, I know you're so brave, and I know sometimes I get scared, and that's why I need you, and that's why I couldn't let go Michel when I fell down.
Pierre, please.
But Pierre was, I'm just happy to be here. Let's go check the light. So, my dear audience at large, what do you think? Maybe on the other side, we are going to have a very brief music break, and when we come back, it will already be time to close our story. We will be right back. Oh, dear audience at large, we are building stories on air with Connie. I'm still Frederick, and we have Wooden Fellows, Maurice, Pierre Kirol, and the little Pouille, Michel. And they are in a very dark part of a castle, a dungeon, but they do have candles because Maurice is still a little shaken and scared to be here. But they saw some lights kind of far away, and they were walking there. And what did they notice?
Is it just me, or is the light just a little brighter?
It does look brighter, said Pierre Kirol. And Maurice said, thank goodness, it is brighter. Let's keep on going. Let's keep on going. The closer we get, the less scared I am, and the less I need to hold your hand, Michel. So if I fall again this time, I may not have to take you with me.
Well, but it's okay if you do.
All right. So they kept on walking and walking, and the light became brighter and brighter, and they realized that it was a portal.
A portal?
A portal.
Wait, I forget what that is.
Like a gate to go to a different place. And Maurice said, Pierre Kirol, do you remember when Petite Clotilde found a portal to go to my land, the land of bumps and lumps? I think this is another portal.
I hope it's not the bumps and lumps.
My land is actually pretty nice. It's just very gray, but I do miss it from time to time. This doesn't seem to be the case, though, because look, the portal opens to a land that seems to be as colorful as the castle is.
Ooh, wow, look at that.
Yes, Michel, said Maurice, welcome to the land of seven colors. Welcome to the land of Madame Rigolote.
Who's that?
Well, you will have to come back.
Oh!
Because this, my dear audience at large, is the end of our story time for today. But Connie, it was so beautiful to have you today. We cannot wait to have you again so we can tell you all about the land of seven colors with Michelle.
And the name of that land again?
The land of seven colors.
Well, I have enjoyed this very much. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone. As always, we are going to finish the show with Take Five, which was my dad's favorite song. And we will be back with the Wooden Fellows next week. Enjoy a beautiful evening in Carborough or wherever you are.